The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And believe me when I tell you there is a ton of things to talk about. NBA playoffs are a lot better than people gave them credit for. These first rounds are not a joke. The Memphis Grizzlies have come to play. The Milwaukee Bucks have come to play. The Atlanta Hawks have come to play. So, if you thought they were going to be boring, they're anything but boring. And speaking of anything but boring, NHL hockey as well. Anything but boring. Fantastic. Major League Baseball, as we know, rocking and rolling. And let me welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
I never thought the playoffs were going to be boring. You know, last year they were a little lackluster in the first round. We had to wait till the second round to get some good matchups. I think that all eight matchups, maybe save the Golden State Warriors in Portland. You know, Portland gave them all they had for a half. Steve Kerr not coaching. Kevin Durant not playing a big role. Golden State shows why they've won more games in the NBA over the last 3 years than anybody else.
Yeah, and look, they don't miss a beat without KD. It doesn't really matter. They don't miss a beat without Steve Kerr. If he can't make it, Mike Brown will fill in for him, and looks like they'll be able to get things done. But look, truth be told, I think these playoffs are pretty fun and pretty exciting. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergraduate
undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Booster for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc. Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang. Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
Well, the first time that I met you, you were only 17. But I had to put you down.
All righty, everybody. A lot of Steph Curry. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We love thoughts. We love opinions. We want to hear from you. And remember, you can always check us out on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorvon Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then, Jeff, give them the Twitter handle for the show.
The Twitter handle for the show is @DorfShow_co.
Okay, let me ask you this before we get into the NBA playoffs a little bit, because both of us kind of got out and about over the weekend. We did take in some sporting events here locally in Phoenix, Arizona. You had your first experience going to an Arizona Rattler game, didn't you?
Well, not my first experience. I've been there plenty of years in the past, okay. But it's a different game these days. You know, the AFL were they won 5 championships. You know, they're celebrating their 25th year, but yet they find themselves in a league that's only been around for 18. They move over to the Indoor Football League. A lot of different teams, some different rules. You've been to an arena football game, right?
I have not. I can't wait. Okay. I want to go next week, man. I want to go check them out next week because I have not gone.
Well, are you going to root against your Green Bay Blizzard as they visit Talking Stick Arena there in Phoenix?
Yeah, I did notice that is who they play. But, yeah, I mean, I'm a Rattler fan, man. No allegiance to Green Bay at all.
Well, let me tell you something. They used to have nets that covered the entire length of the end zone, regardless of whether you're kicking or the ball was in play, and the net was always in play. You know, well, with the Arena Football League or with the Indoor Football League, they suspend the goalposts from the ceiling of the arena, and the net is only behind the goalposts themselves. So you have to kick the ball in play. No more booting it into the net. No more Hail Marys into the net. It's a little more, you know, it's a little closer to the traditional football game that we see. And let me tell you something, the quarterback gets hit every single play. It's pretty intense.
And if I'm not mistaken, if they kick a ball or a ball gets thrown into the stands, the fans absolutely get to keep that ball. Is that correct?
Not correct. I saw them giving a lot of balls back. A lot of the extra points get kicked over the net. You know, some of the kickoffs go beyond, but a lot of the kickoffs actually in play, and it proves to be a little tougher when you're playing 8-on-8 to field that kickoff, because any margin of error is the difference between maybe getting out to the 15, the 20 yard line versus getting tackled inside the 5.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. I'm really excited. I definitely want to go check them out next week, because it does sound like a little bit different game, because that the way that it used to be, that ball could kind of fly all over the place and you would have an opportunity to grab it in some capacity from anywhere. But it sounds like they have made it somewhat more traditional, like you're saying about the real NFL outdoor game.
Yeah, you know, it's a little Canadian football, I would make it comparable to. I'm not sure if this is unique to the Indoor Football League versus the old Arena Football League, but you can have two eligible receivers running towards the line of scrimmage before the snap, as long as they don't cross the line of scrimmage before the ball is snapped, it's all legal. So there's a big advantage for the offense, as evidenced by the final score, which was Spokane Empire 60, the Arizona Rattlers 51.
Well, I mean, a high-scoring game, as we always expect to have in the indoor football league now. And let me tell you what I did, man. I got to check out Carlos Castro, who you and I spoke to on Thursday on our local program in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll tell you what, Jeff, I was absolutely amazed at how great Carlos is. He absolutely beat this kid up for 8 rounds. It was so dominantly evident that this guy had just so much more skill, such better technique. Unbelievable job by Andrew. Unbelievable job by Carlos. An amazing performance, man. I have a lot of video that I'll absolutely share with you. The guy has got the fastest hands that I've ever seen. That was no joke. When Andrew said that about him, he is remarkable. I absolutely see this kid going to different levels. And yes, he's a professional here. He's now 18-0, 7 wins coming by way of knockout. That fight did go the distance last night, but he absolutely manhandled that young man. And I don't know how that guy kept coming back for the beating that he was taking from Carlos as he kept putting it on him round after round after round. Unbelievable. I'll tell you what, seriously, no joke, Jeff. If we're ever in a dark alley, we want to bring Carlos with us, because that guy will have our back, and nobody, and I mean nobody, is getting away from that guy. Unbelievable stuff.
So why are we talking about arena football or indoor football and Iron Boy boxing right out of the jump? Well, you know what? We talked to the head coach of the Arizona Rattlers, Kevin Guy, and we talked to Carlos Castro, Andrew Soto, his promoter,
and his trainer.
I'm sorry, I got that wrong. And you know, we talked to these guys in studio. Carlos Castro. Great champion, now 18-0, 23 years old, and as humble as the day is long. You know, he's got a good head on his shoulders and a great body below him. And, you know, congratulations to you two, because we talked to them on our new daily show in Phoenix, Arizona on NBC Sports 1060.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, though, the guy was just so precise, so well executed, so calculated. I was seriously just so impressed by the whole thing. I mean, he was the main event. There was a co-main event, but Carlos was the main event, the last fight of the night, and he left such an impression on me. I honestly, we have to have him back this week, and we have to talk to him just a little bit about how impressive he was. And I don't see this kid sticking around for much longer here locally. I see this guy traveling the world. I see this guy having a chance to be something really, really special and really, really unique in the boxing world, man. He is just absolutely mind-boggling. Unbelievable how fast that guy's hands are.
It must have been quite the sight to see, to watch 8 rounds of that caliber of fighters. You know, when you get down to the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix, you see some you see a lot of quick fights. Some of these Ukrainians just come in and just beat up on the locals. But to see two guys go 8 rounds just to stand up from that beating is something amazing. And, you know, I hope that you had fresh legs at the end of the fight, because these guys are in great shape, and you had a great fight throughout.
That's, you know what, it was, you just kind of hit the nail right on the head, because truth be told, you could see that the training that he's been doing for as long as he's been working hard. I mean, that guy's been boxing since he was 7 years old, but the truth of the matter is he was just so well prepared, man. At the end of the day, it's all about being prepared in every sport, you know, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, hockey, boxing, whatever it is, tennis. You've got to be well prepared to go out there and execute your game plan. And we talked to him in studio, and we asked him things about, hey, what do you know about your opponent? He didn't know much about his opponent. He just knew about himself. And I think that is what is so interesting about the fight game. You don't necessarily want to know that much about your opponent, because you just want to have the confidence that you can go in there and beat the guy up. I mean, ultimately, everybody's going in there and they're trying to get a knockout. If it doesn't happen, you've got to go to plan B and you got to figure things out. So just really impressed by the whole deal. Carlos was incredible. Andrew barking out his calls and whatnot, and then going in there when they get to the corner to talk to him a little bit. Again, man, just remarkable, the chemistry between the two guys. And that was what I actually, you know, sent Andrew a message after, and I said, unbelievable stuff, man. And I said, it's just amazing how well you guys work together. And he said, we just have that chemistry, and you just saw the result of that chemistry.
And speaking of knockouts, you know, we said goodbye in the National Hockey League to the Montreal Canadiens, the Minnesota Wild, and the San Jose Sharks. It's not the usual suspects ruling the day in Stanley Cup playoff hockey. It's teams like Edmonton with the great Connor McDavid. It's the New York Rangers getting it done. And the Wild, you know, they hung on for a game five, but it was not meant to be beyond that.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is no Blackhawks, which is somewhat of a surprise. And you know what? That's why they play the games, Jeff, when you think about it. They just play them because we don't exactly know what's going to happen when people are going out there and giving it their all. And you know what? Sometimes you have to expect the unexpected, and that's kind of what we're getting so far in the NHL playoffs. We're going to get into some NBA basketball on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, I like that, actually. I love Michael Jackson, man. God rest willingly, man. I hope he's okay. Up somewhere, I don't know where he is, but somewhere. And I still love the music, man. Absolutely love the music of Michael Jackson.
Hey, before we get into NBA basketball, you know, yeah. You said, you know, rest his soul. And, you know, we said goodbye to some people this week. But I don't know that it's such a sentimental goodbye to Aaron Hernandez, who takes his own life in prison. It looks like it was well planned out, kind of overshadowed his former team, the New England Patriots, celebrating their most recent Super Bowl victory, going to the White House. I think that when you bring up the New England Patriots, as we did this week, you're like, oh, well, this is what's going on. I think the Aaron Hernandez story ends up taking precedent just because of the extreme nature of what the news itself is.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you think about it, man. You know, about 7 days or so before he committed suicide, he obviously got acquitted on the other couple of murders and whatnot. And there was talk about he was going to try to, you know, do something similar after with these. But truth be told, I think everything just kind of was too much when you think about it. He saw his daughter, 4-year-old daughter, when he was being acquitted. And I think ultimately, man, he saw that this was something that he was never, ever going to get out of. And that has to be difficult. I mean, truth be told, that has to be somewhat difficult. However, I do think, you know, he had something to live for. He had a 4-year-old daughter. However, at the same time, maybe he was thinking that if he were to not be there, then the pain of all this could go away somewhat faster. I don't know what goes through a mind of somebody like this. I have no idea. We can only sit here and speculate, obviously, on what was going through his mind. But this was an individual that obviously had a lot of things going on that nobody knew about, could imagine. And now I'm hearing rumors of that they want to evaluate this guy's brain and stuff like that. I don't understand why we have to dig into things so deeply. Truth be told, is this guy had his time on the earth, and he did what he did in the time that he was here. And I don't necessarily think we should be continuing to investigate or look into it. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I feel like it's such a waste of God-given talent for him to go in a different direction. And maybe we need to evaluate the mind of a sociopath that Aaron Hernandez turned out to be. You know, this is my insensitive take on the whole thing. This puts to rest all of the silly talk that we've gotten every 3 or 4 months since he was initially arrested on the charge of first-degree murder. And that's that he could somehow get out of this, that he could do minimal time and still salvage an NFL career at the end of his sentence. All of that was just silly, because this is a guy that should have gotten the death penalty. He killed a guy because he had information that was damaging against Hernandez because of actions that Hernandez acted on his own. You know, who knows how many people that he assaulted? You know, there's the incident where he almost put somebody's eye out in Florida. Who knows how much more bad he had left in him if his freedom wasn't taken away from him? And, you know, now he's made the decision to take his own life. And, you know, I said it earlier in the week, I'll say it again. The world is probably a better place without Aaron Hernandez in it. Not to his daughter and not to his mother. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure that there's a circle of people that, you know, maybe care about the life of Aaron Hernandez more than the life of Odin Lloyd. But he made the decision to end his life. He made the decision to end Odin Lloyd's life. And who knows who else? You know, he was acquitted on the double murder charge, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he did not do it.
Yeah, no, I agree. It just means they didn't have enough evidence to prove that he actually did it. But look, man, this is just sad. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just sad. And I'm not making any excuses for the guy. No matter who it would be, it would be somewhat sad. And it's crazy that there are people like this running around the world. Like, I somewhat agree with you. I mean, we're probably better off, but I think that, you know, like I heard someone say it. I don't know exactly remember who, but hopefully we can all learn something from this. And you know, that's the truth is any time something bad goes on, you want to learn from that and you want to grow and be a better person. It's the same thing about when you do something good. You want to continue to grow and learn from all your good that you do too. But this is just something that is just unbelievable. It's amazing that, you know, he got by with what he got by with for as long as he got by with it, man. I mean, at the end of the day, it's crazy how long it takes for things to happen in America when you think about it, Jeff. Like, you know, if you know that somebody is killing people, but yet you can't do anything about it, that is just, it's crazy. I don't know how else to put it, man. It's just absolutely crazy.
It's scary when you really think about it. And this brings back memories of Javon Belcher, who killed his, the mother of his child, and then went to the Chiefs facility on a Saturday morning during the season and in front of his head coach and his general manager and team brass, he killed himself in the team parking lot. I mean, those are scary things. And, you know, we're seeing more and more suicides from NFL players. And, you know, I don't know if it gives any merit to the sentiment that, you know, these guys are getting, you know, brain damage and acting out of control. I think that Hernandez was different. I think that he was a bad seed out of the womb. He got away with it because he could play football, but, you know, he didn't want to sell out. And I think that that's such a terrible thing that we get into in, you know, in sports and entertainment and music, is that you have to do certain things to appease the new crowds that you run with. Whether it's making it to the NFL, whether it's having to do radio interviews as a band or a comedian. And there, you know, you got to eat the lima bean sometimes. And I think that Aaron Hernandez believed that he was above eating the lima beans, that he was above living on the straight and narrow, that he was always going to be a gangster.
No, and I think that's a good point, man. I think, you know, at a certain point in time, you have to get rid of whatever brings you down. And obviously this is something that was bringing him down and he couldn't get rid of it, or whatever, however you want to put it. This was something that was locked up in this guy and he could not deal with it other than to take advantage of people like that. That's ultimately the way I look at it is, he was a guy who was strong, obviously very strong physically. I'm talking, he could obviously convince people to do things for him or whatever. But truth be told, he was somewhat of a thug and he could never get rid of being in the thug life. Like, let's be honest about it.
Speaking of getting rid of things, the Boston Celtics go into Game 3 in Chicago and get off the schneid. They get their first playoff win. They still don't have home court advantage, but the one seed's starting to act like it a little bit.
Look, man, the bottom line is Rondo not in that lineup for the Chicago Bulls. That's going to make a huge difference. I hate to say it, but that is going to be a very big loss for them, fracturing his thumb, and they don't have a timetable as far as I know. I'll tell you what, it was evident on the floor. Celtics got out and just scored 33 points in the first quarter. The Bulls score 15. Then they flip-flop. The Bulls score 26 and the Celtics score 11. And then again in the second half, they score a big number in that third quarter, the Celtics putting up 33. They put up 28 in the fourth quarter, and the Bulls just obviously did not have enough firepower to stick with them. But I do think Rondo not being involved and in the mix is going to be huge for the Celtics moving forward and obviously getting themselves back into the mix.
And in Oklahoma City, game of the night on Friday, the Thunder hold off the Rockets. Harden at the buzzer doesn't go. Oklahoma City's back in that series.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because truth be told, if you ask me, James Harden made a bad mistake. I mean, why was he going for the game winner? It's not like they were up 3-0 in the series, and therefore, you know, you go for that dagger in that moment. They were up 2-0, and let's face it, if James Harden goes to the basket, more often than not, he's either going to make the shot or he's going to get fouled going to make that attempt. So I thought him going for the three-pointer at the end of that ball game was somewhat not showing that discipline. And we talk about Russ and his lack of discipline late in ball games and whatnot. James Harden, to me, showed me that he was vulnerable, and he went for that the easy bailout shot instead of driving the basketball to the hoop.
Well, you know, it's possible he didn't want to play a five-minute game on the road in overtime. So, you know, and you say that the dagger would have, you know, would have closed out the series if he made it, if they were up 3-0. But they're up 2-0. If they go up 3-0, it's the same thing.
Yeah, again, man, I'm James Harden. I probably run the ball right to the hoop, and I either get fouled or I make the basket, and we do go into overtime. I see we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. He is Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. You would think we are country boys out here in Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We've been talking a lot about just a lot of different things going on in the sports world and what we've taken in here over the weekend. Jeff got out to the Rattler game. I got to Iron Boy 38, checked out Carlos Castro. We did start talking a little bit about the NBA. We got into the Bulls game a little bit from Friday night as they went down to the Celtics, and I'm not surprised. I think this thing goes back to Boston tied up, if you ask me. No Rondo is going to make a huge difference. Look, they had a bunch of mismatch problems, but that takes one of those mismatch problems away, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I didn't think that it was going to be that big of a deal, but I think that Rondo was playing like a man on a mission. You know, he hasn't exactly had the best of times since he left Boston. You know, he goes to Sacramento, he goes to Dallas. It just it doesn't work out wherever he goes. And he's a little bit of a head case, but somehow Mr. Hoiberg has figured out a way to keep him grounded and to get the best out of his game. And he's taken it out on his original team that he was drafted to and won an NBA championship with out of Kentucky. It's been many years, but I think that nothing would satisfy Rajon Rondo more than advancing to the second round and making the Boston Celtics the victim of that.
You know, we talked a little bit about this in general with, you know, Rondo being a former Celtic. We know he played with KG and Paul Pierce and those guys and whatnot. And the bottom line is he's a good player when he has his head on straight. And anytime you can get back at a former team, that's when guys really seem to be honed into what they're trying to do. And it's too bad that he got hurt, because I would have been interested to see how he would have kept playing if he could have kept it up for a whole series. You know, the truth is he's been a little bit inconsistent, but again, he seemed like he was a man on a mission, like you're saying, and he really wanted to take it out on his former teammate, the Boston Celtics. So in a sense, it's too bad, but as we know, injuries are part of the game.
You know, it's too bad he can't score better. It's too bad he can't put the ball into the hoop as well as he could do a lot of other things on the floor. You know, I'm not saying he'd be Russell Westbrook, but he'd be a triple-double machine in his own right if he could shoot.
I agree with that. So let's figure out what we think's going to happen. I think the Bulls wind up. I'll just say it this way. I think the Bulls wind up going down now in seven, and maybe even six. If Boston can get hot and win four straight, I wouldn't be surprised.
I think the series goes seven. I think Boston's proven that they're capable, and Chicago's proven that they're capable. And Boston, you know, maybe they woke up. Maybe it took going down 0-2, and maybe this will wake them up for the rest of the playoffs. And, you know, the second round's not going to be their finish line. They would at least hope not. They're opposite Cleveland. So, you know, if they could make it to those conference finals and give Cleveland give Cleveland some headaches, maybe en route to the NBA finals, if not, you know, advancing themselves. I think it's unlikely based on what we've seen from Boston and Cleveland. But, you know, injuries play a big role. Fatigue plays a big role. You know, how many games you have to play to get there. And, you know, if Cleveland cruises to a sweep over Indiana, should they win on Sunday? I think that it gives them an advantage because, you know, Cleveland's always resting players. Boston just hasn't had that luxury, especially in this series against the Bulls.
Well, and you're right. I mean, minutes at a certain time do seem to play a role and a factor in what happens here in the playoffs. And, you know, we were really judgmental about what Cleveland was doing and some of these better teams resting guys. Boston did not rest guys, and maybe they're feeling a little bit of that fatigue. And if they don't feel it yet, maybe they will in the second or third round, and we'll see how far they can get.
I'm seeing that fatigue out of San Antonio. You know, Leonard's the only one that looks like he's got that 47th and 48th minute of the game in him, and he's going up against a team in Memphis that's got quite a few of those guys.
No, I agree. I mean, Memphis is going to give them everything they can handle. And, you know, Fizdale made his comments. And in his defense, man, I'll tell you what, his team has responded to those comments, man. They've definitely made a change in this series. They've knotted it up. It's 2-2 going back to San Antonio. And, you know, I said to you the other day on the air, you know, I like San Antonio in every single game except game three. Memphis proved that they can hold serve at home. So this has now become a series, man. It's 2-2 going back to San Antonio. And I think that Memphis has given them a lot better fits or a lot better game than they thought that they were going to get from Memphis.
Yeah, it's sort of an ominous feeling because the top contenders in the West, you know, Houston and San Antonio, the two teams in Texas there, they are, you know, supposedly the biggest threats to deter Cavs Warriors 3. And I just don't see Golden State losing a series to either one of those teams at this point.
No, I really don't either. I just think they're too good. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think it is. It's going to be chalk. It's going to be Cleveland playing Golden State for all the marbles. And this is where LeBron will be able to really write his ticket, if you ask me. If they can somehow figure out a way to climb that mountain of the Golden State Warriors, it puts him in the same category, as far as I'm concerned, with Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between climbing that mountain that was the 73 win Golden State Warriors and climbing that mountain, which is basically the same team. You add JaVale McGee, you add Kevin Durant, and it's a whole different animal. And, you know, the Cavaliers did manage to beat them on Christmas Day. I know the regular season doesn't mean much, but I think with the finals win in their back pocket, with, you know, Christmas Day, despite what happened when that home and home went to Oakland, I think that it's going to be interesting, but we're not there yet. You know, we're working on gathering the final eight before we can really look at those last two teams.
Well, and speaking of the final eight, the Clippers, they did get a nice victory on the road against the Jazz, 111-106, but in that game, they lose Blake Griffin. So I think Chris Paul, I mean, you're learning, you're seeing, you're starting to get on that Chris Paul train, but he's going to have to even step it up more so. Blake will be gone the rest of the playoffs, so it puts a little bit more load on Chris Paul's shoulders, if you ask me. But he's shown that he can handle it, and he can rise when the occasion occurs for him to have the ball in his hand and make plays late in a ball game. He's pretty spectacular.
Is there a chance they might actually be a better team without Blake Griffin on the floor? Is there a chance that this might be something of a blessing in disguise? No, no question Blake's got his talents and everything, but I think the Clippers looked a lot more cohesive without him on the floor in game three.
I mean, it just gives Chris Paul the freedom to do so much more. I mean, he has the ball the majority of the time in his hand anyway, but knowing that he's only got one guy to throw oops to, which would be DeAndre, and then he's got to worry about spreading the ball a little bit more to guys like Crawford and J.J. Redick and even Ba Amute every now and then. But truth be told, man, this you might be right, because it may help the spacing on the floor a little bit better.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, just working everybody – the Clippers are a team of shooters. You know, they've got DeAndre down low. They've got a great facilitator in CP3, obviously. And you know, they need the spacing. They need to be able to create those wide open shots, because you know that Redick and Crawford are going to hit them.
Yeah, I just think it'll be interesting, because, look, that's like 20 points at least, right, that you got to figure out how to disperse now among several other people. And other people are going to wind up playing more minutes and bigger minutes. So guys like Spates will get more time. Ba Amute is going to get more time. DeAndre is going to get more time. So other guys are going to have to step up. I mean, that's ultimately what's got to happen for the Clippers to go out there and compete. But with that being said, back up 2-1 against the Jazz, and have the ball in their court, if you ask me, because now they turned that home court advantage back in their favor.
All right. You told me when these playoffs began, you didn't see any sweeps. You know, Portland had a chance to at least climb back into the series. They were up 60-38. Their social media manager tweets out strength in numbers to be sarcastic about last year's Golden State ad campaign. And then it was just game on for Golden State. And, you know, they pulled away in the final 3 minutes or so in Rip City. They get it done. I think I think of Cleveland as the one seed. So I think of both one seeds, even though Cleveland is the two. I think that we probably see sweeps in both, from both of our contenders.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's definitely something that could happen.
Champions come back, and both teams demonstrated the ability to do that in rapid fashion.
No, and I hear you. I get it. I mean, like you said, the Warriors got out of the gate a little bit slow. They scored 54 points in the first half, and they give up 67. So, yeah, they definitely figured out in the second half how to lock down on defense, just the same exact way that LeBron and Cleveland did the other day when they were down 25 to Indiana. And we didn't even talk about that. The most remarkable comeback in NBA playoff history just happened from LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers the other day. So, again, when you think things may not happen, guess again. Think about the unthinkable happening. I was watching that game, man. I'm shooting you text messages saying, oh, my gosh, how bad do the Cavs look? And then I'm shooting you a message like 20 minutes later going, wow, this is like a completely different game all of a sudden. So 48 minutes is a long time, Jeff.
They've demonstrated the ability to flip the switch from their lackadaisical, final stretch where they beat Boston and then they kind of punt on the rest of the season. They've shown that they can not only flip the switch when the playoffs begin, but flip the switch within a game and, to not do it with the usual suspects. And to have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love on the bench because Kyle Korver and Channing Frye are playing so well. The thing that we've been searching for that I think that everybody that watches LeBron James team is always searching for is how good is the supporting cast, and when you're getting that out of your seventh and eighth guys on your bench, I think that that's pretty remarkable, and that's a good sign for the Cavaliers going forward.
Couple of things to note here. LeBron James has some history on the line when he plays the Pacers. With a win, he could pass Tim Duncan for the most playoff sweeps in a career with all-time record. It would be 10. So pretty impressive when you start thinking about some of these numbers that LeBron is acquiring and accumulating. He'll also pass Magic Johnson, Michael Cooper, and James Worthy for the most consecutive first-round playoff wins with 21 since 1984. So the bottom line is, as I've said so many times before, we are all witnesses to this guy's greatness. Like, it's really hard for people because they want to be stuck. And I'm one of those people. I'm definitely stuck on Michael Jordan being the greatest player of all time. However, man, oh, man, this guy is making that more and more difficult every day because he keeps punching tickets. He keeps punching new limits and new heights. We're watching one of the greatest basketball players of all time right now, Jeff, in LeBron James.
And I think that he gets docked a lot of points for what happened in Cleveland from 03 to 2010 was that, he just didn't have a great team around him. Imagine, you give him one other player, 07, 08, 09, 2010. They can't climb over that mountain that is the Boston Celtics. They fall short against Dwight Howard, a very hot shooting Orlando team in 09. So he didn't get the team accolades. But once he went to Miami and, since he's returned to Cleveland, his teams have always been right there. So it's, it's a good deal. It's always good to have LeBron James on your team. And, I don't think that it matters going forward. He can carry teams now.
We got to take another quick pause for the cause, but just thinking about it, LeBron James averaging darn near a triple-double, 32.7 points, 10.7 assists, and 9.7 rebounds thus far in the playoffs against the Pacers. Keep it close. One final segment in this hour. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Yes, I'm sorry. Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. The hour's kind of flown by, to be honest with you, man. It's gone very quickly. One more quick thing to tell you about LeBron James here, because I'm all over LeBron today. I'm not sure if you know this or not, but he has swept George Teague when he played for Atlanta, and then obviously having another chance to go after Teague in the Indiana Pacers series. So it seems like he's somewhat of a nemesis to Teague, and Nate McMillan kind of feels his sentiments when he talks about LeBron James and how much it's been so difficult to get by this guy. They've kept the Indiana Pacers out of getting to the finals several times.
George Teague played for the defensive back for Alabama, had one of the greatest plays of all time. Jeff Teague has struggled with Cleveland since he was, when he was at Wake Forest, they lost to Cleveland State University in the opening round. So Cleveland has always been his nemesis, and LeBron is certainly a tough cookie to crack.
Jeff, I'm sorry, man. I did not mean to disrespect you, Jeff Teague. It's not George Teague, it's Jeff Teague. And thank you for correcting me, because sometimes we all get caught speeding here and there. But truth be told, man, great first hour, Jeff. I had a lot of fun talking sports with you. We got another hour yet to come here on the program. So keep it close. We're going to keep going. Maybe we'll shift gears and maybe talk a little football, because as we know, the draft is right around the corner. Literally, we'll be talking about it next week here on the program, because it'll be over and done with. So maybe we'll get into that. We'll get into some baseball. We'll get into a lot of stuff here on the program. So keep it close. Another hour to go. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Tammy Rose.
It doesn't make anybody's day when the President of the United States says, I want to take you out.
South Carolina Congressman Mark Sanford says the White House told him directly that vote against health care and you can expect a primary challenger.
He sent us his emissary, Mick Mulvaney, and he's now the OMB director, and said, President hopes you vote against this because he wants to run somebody against you if you do.
North Korea is threatening the U.S. again, this time saying it is ready to sink a U.S. aircraft carrier off the waters of the Korean Peninsula. The carrier is being joined by two Japanese Navy ships for exercises in the Western Pacific. President Trump ordered the Vinson Carrier Strike Group close to the Korean Peninsula in response to North Korea's continuing nuclear and missile tests and threats against the U.S. and its allies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
The head of Homeland Security says the Trump administration isn't going after so-called dreamers.
My organization has not targeted these so-called dreamers, DACA, and we have many, many more important criminals to go after and get rid of.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, John Kelly added President Trump instructed him to go after illegal immigrants who are serious criminals. Kelly says he was told by the president to secure the southwest border and take the worst of those in our country illegally and deport them. Bill O'Reilly isn't wasting time getting back to work after being fired from Fox News. The pundit is scheduled to put out a new episode of his No Spin News podcast Monday. He made the announcement on his website Saturday. O'Reilly was fired by parent company 21st Century Fox Wednesday after two decades over allegations of sexual harassment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
French voters are heading to the polls Sunday in the first round of a presidential election that could change Europe's political landscape. Richard Jordan reports.
Two of the 11 candidates will advance to a runoff vote in 2 weeks to pick the next president of France. Polls show four candidates with very different visions of France's future are in place to move to the next round. In Paris, heavily armed police and soldiers are patrolling the streets as part of heightened security measures. The election comes days after a Paris policeman was killed by a suspected Islamist terrorist Thursday. The gunman has been identified as a French national who lived in a Paris suburb and had prior convictions for assaulting police officers. He was shot dead after killing one officer and injuring two others on the Champs-Élysées. Richard Jordan.
President Trump might not hold the highest approval rating, but his supporters are staying put. Lisa Campbell reports.
The poll shows 42% of Americans approve of President Trump's job performance as he approaches his 100th day, while 53% disapprove. The new ABC News Washington Post poll also finds that 96% of those who voted for Mr. Trump say they'd do it again. Many Americans believe he's doing well with his policies on foreign policy and jobs.
My administration has offered a new vision. The well-being of the American citizen will be placed second to none. And boy, do I mean second to none.
Thanks for listening to USA Radio News. I'm Tammy Rowe.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. I am Andy Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And there are so many things to talk about in the sports world. NFL draft coming up. Obviously not the NFL playoffs. I'm thinking NBA playoffs. I'm thinking NHL playoffs. I'm thinking Major League Baseball as the Arizona Diamondbacks continue to win. The Colorado Rockies continue to win. Baltimore continues to win. Washington continues to win. There's just a lot of excitement all around the sports world right now. Let me welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Welcome back, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Cleveland and Chicago are starting to win, too. And that's, those are the ones you expected to be there. You don't have to start out 5-1 to win your division, make the playoffs, go on to reach and possibly win the World Series. You don't need to win the World Series in April. You need to stay afloat. You need to get, it's the best time to lose and be humbled and be reminded that your 2016 World Series ring and your 2016 American League championship banners, they don't mean anything in 2017. You got different players, different rosters, different competition. You go out there, you get it done.
Absolutely. And you know what? Bottom line is like you said, Cleveland, Chicago starting to wake up a little bit. But good to see teams like the D-backs and Colorado Rockies and Baltimore playing really good baseball right now. We'll be right back, people. Keep it close. A lot to talk about in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much less, so
deep inside. As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We want thoughts. We want opinions. Hit us up on Twitter as well by Jeff Rich at Dorf on Sports. And then, Jeff, give him the show handle and also pump the website as well.
All right, we're at Dorf Show _co. On Twitter and Instagram. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/DorfOnSports. And the website, you can get to it two ways. You can go dorfshow.co, that's C-O, or dorfonsportsradio.com, and that'll get you all of our shows. We write blogs. We're going to add some writers, so we're going to have some decent content up there. You know, follow the Instagram for the videos that we shoot while we're out and about, while we're at boxing, while we're at arena football, while we're at the horse track. You know, while we're doing whatever we're doing, we're going to try to make it part of the show, make it part of your lives. And if you follow us on the social media, that's a place to see all that stuff. You know, we're on Sports Byline live every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah, and then also 11 to 1 Eastern time every Sunday here on the program. And also, we'll have some podcasts up there as well, maybe some of our own, and we'll also have a variety from other people, like I believe Seth Everett wants to get involved with us and put his podcast on there, Anthony Padilla with his Chips and Salsa podcast. So we will have a lot of good content on there in the next couple few weeks, so definitely check it out, dorfonsportsradio.com or dorfshow.co. I got that one right, didn't I, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, we're toying with changing the Instagram and the Twitter, so you know, keep it close to the radio program here to keep up with that. We'll have everything on we'll have all the links to that stuff on our website. That's going to stay the same, dorfonsportsradio.com. You ready to get back into sports, Ben?
Yeah, so Eli Manning, man, what do you make of this guy and the omitting evidence and whatnot? But did he lie or did he not lie?
I like what you did there. You know, this is over memorabilia, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who cares? Honestly, who cares? Like, the story about Tom Brady's jersey, you know, and we joke about it that we can't find Biggie and Tupac's killers, but we damn sure tracked down Tom Brady's Super Bowl jersey. At the end of the day, I just don't think I care. I don't even care enough to speculate whether Eli is perjuring himself or he is e-truth.
Yeah, I mean, well, I like that one too. But in general, just there's always got to be news about something going on. But in the draft, the Cleveland Browns, your team that you seem to love, and I'm finding a lot, there's a lot of love for Cleveland all of a sudden here in the Valley of the Sun, which is crazy. But it is what it is. Cleveland Browns have the number one pick, San Francisco number two, Bears number three, Jacksonville number four, Tennessee Titans from the LA Rams are at number five, New York Jets at six, San Diego Chargers, 7, Carolina Panthers, 8, Cincinnati, 9, and Buffalo, 10. And then obviously the list goes on from there. The Cardinals, notable, will be number 13 for us here in Arizona. But with that number one pick, man, I mean, look, I know that Cleveland can mess things up, okay? I really do. But, like, they just can't mess this up. They will be picking Myles Garrett, won't they? I mean, seriously. They can't mess this up, can they, Jeff?
No, they can't mess this up. You know, Myles Garrett knows, you know, the Cleveland Browns and Myles Garrett have probably known since the Browns went on the clock at number one when they finished the season 1-15 that he was going to be their guy. You know, there's arguments. So there's not an argument for a quarterback at number one. I think there's an argument for a quarterback at number two if you have some pieces in place. The Cleveland Browns have a left tackle. You know, they've got some promising pieces. You know, Isaiah Crowell had a decent season at running back. I don't think that they're going to be looking to address that. You know, they tried to address the wide receiver position in the 2016 draft. And, you know, your number one pick, Corey Coleman, it looks like he's going to, you know, his destiny is to be a slot receiver. I think that they were looking at him more to be a number one. It's just kind of sad when you think about the fact that they went into the season potentially with Terrell Pryor, who really learned to play the wide receiver position in the last couple seasons since transitioning from quarterback, and Josh Gordon, who was an exciting threat in 2013, but he just hasn't gotten on the field much since. So they're blank at the wide receiver position. So I think that that's one reason maybe not to get a quarterback that you want to play on day one here in 2017 is because you really don't give him a lot of options. You give him a somewhat decent offensive line, and that's where the money, you know, where the money went in the offseason for the Cleveland Browns was to upgrade their offensive line. So it's not just Joe Thomas and a bunch of warm bodies. You know, they're trying to make it so when they do get their quarterback of the future, that he has a chance, unlike Tim Couch, you know, unlike David Carr down there in Houston when they first started up. So, getting an edge rusher, if that's the best talent, I think that that's kind of a blessing in disguise rather than reaching for a quarterback. But I think there's a little bit of talent at quarterback. I think that Deshaun Watson is a cut above the rest. And I'm excited about Trubisky, but there's just not a lot of data out there on him that shows that he can get it done over a 16-week season and carry a franchise.
Well, and when you think about some of the things that you said about offensive line, and you look at the guys that are successful around the league, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, you know, those are the guys that do have offensive lines that have been together for a while. So all those guys know each other. They move well together. They have each other's back. So I actually think maybe, you know, you've been telling me that you feel like Cleveland is kind of trying to do things in the right way. And, you know, in a sense, you have to build your empire in a certain fashion. And if you, like you're saying, if you can't find that unbelievable talented quarterback right away, or you have to wait and you have to just be patient about how you're drafting. So if you can put those pieces together, fill that offensive line with other guys than Joe Thomas and give them better protection, then you know what? Maybe a lesser quarterback can be okay for like a little while. And then when you do see that unbelievable guy that you just can't pass on, then you take him. But I absolutely love Myles Garrett. I mean, from what I've seen, this dude is an absolute beast. His body is just remarkable. And I have no problem saying that about another human being, whether they're male or female. His body is absolutely remarkable, and he's gonna make plays. And if you can get a guy like this on the defensive side of the ball, I think that could change a lot of the culture there for Cleveland to a certain degree. That this guy's a player. I really like him. I'm so impressed with what I've seen from Myles Garrett. So I would say that this is an absolute no-brainer, but maybe Cleveland is starting to figure things out, and maybe they're going about their business in a better way than I actually think. And wide receivers, you can get those guys anywhere. I mean, let's be honest. Like, you don't have to go after a wide receiver right away. You can get those guys second, third, fourth round. It doesn't really make a difference. So I do like the philosophy that you're kind of bringing for the Cleveland Browns here.
Well, you know, and patience is tough on the fans. You know, this team came back as an expansion team in 1999. They've been 7-9 twice. They were 9-7 in 2002 when they were 1-done in the playoffs. They were 10-6 in 2007 when they failed to make the playoffs. And, you know, it's really hard to sell a fan base on trusting the process, but this is a new regime. This is a new ownership group. This is Sashi Brown taking over. You know, the Browns have gone analytical, and you know, those things take time. They don't happen in a season. I think they were content going 1-15 a year ago. I think they'll be content probably winning three or four games. You know, I think that's the ceiling in 2017, and it's just going to take some time. It takes probably 3 or 4 years to actually get where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, look, they've got definitely a lot of issues and problems, but maybe doing it the right way. San Francisco at number two, what do you think they're going to do?
San Francisco, I think that they need a quarterback. I think that Deshaun Watson would be the wise pick, you know. But if you want to, you can't go wrong in this draft if you want to upgrade your defense. I'm looking at CBS's, not their mock draft, but their actual prospect rankings, and they have Myles Garrett at the top like everybody else does. Solomon Thomas, the edge rusher from Stanford. Jamal Adams could be one of the better safeties since the Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu era of safeties in the NFL. I think that Malik Hooker from Ohio State. Jonathan Allen, he's got some injury problems. That's why he's fallen a little bit. Defensive tackle, who could arguably give you a little bit more than Myles Garrett. So there's just talent. You know, in the top 10, there's two offensive players. It's O.J. Howard from Alabama and Leonard Fournette from LSU. So a lot of defensive talent, a lot of ways to build your team through this draft.
Yeah, it does look like it's very defensive heavy when you see a lot of the numbers of who's on that board for the top 32 or so, at least if people are scouting them. But we'll see, man. I also think when you talk about the draft, you got to kind of be like, okay, this is a player that we want to come in and help us out, but we really can't expect anything necessarily next year unless you have this top 10 pick or top 15, top 20, somewhere in that neck of the woods. I mean, the truth is the talent does wind up going down tremendously as the draft keeps moving, Jeff.
And a couple of disappointing aspects to this draft. Not a lot of talent at wide receiver. Not a lot of offensive line help. You know, maybe two or three offensive tackles. Maybe a guard goes in the first round, but it's not going to be a lot of the big uglies, you know, at least on the offensive side of the ball in this draft.
Yeah, we'll see. Again, Cleveland Browns number one, San Francisco two, Bears three. They need a lot of help, trust me. Jacksonville four, they need a ton of help. Tennessee, they need a ton of help. This is going to be a big week, man. A lot of things are going to happen. A lot of people's lives are going to change when you think about the NFL draft, man. People are going to make a lot of money. People are going to get paid. They should get paid. They're working their whole life to fulfill this dream. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, and Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is Sports Byline, USA Radio Network. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline. Jeff, give them the show handle and the show website as well.
The show handle on Twitter is at Dorf Show underscore co. That's DORFSHOW underscore CO. And you can get to the website by going to dorfshow.co or dorfonsportsradio.com.
All right. I want to go a little bit around the diamond here with you. You know, I spoke a little bit about Baltimore being on top of their division right now, the Yankees right behind them, Boston, a few games behind them, Tampa Bay as well. The only team playing like garbage is the Toronto Blue Jays, who have obviously gotten out to a terrible start at 4-13. Not out of it yet, but they're going to definitely have to turn things around. Are you surprised that Baltimore has gotten out of the gate this well? I mean, they got out good, if I remember correctly, last year as well. But this is kind of like, you know, I mean, 2 years in a row, Baltimore starting out on top of that division.
They've been a mainstay in the playoffs. I mean, Buck Showalter is a great game-to-game manager. I think that he runs a good clubhouse, and they've got some talent there. You know, Adam Jones is no joke. You know what they've got going on in that lineup. The pitching's finally coming around. It's pretty impressive to see that they've been consistent. They haven't been able to get it done in the playoffs, but they've been very consistent in the regular season the last three or four seasons.
Yeah, guys like Ubaldo Jimenez, what do you think of him?
Ubaldo, it depends on the day. He's a lot like Trevor Bauer. A lot of it's between his ears. You know, unbelievable talent, but sometimes the mechanics can get off, and when those guys get in trouble, they don't handle it well. So when Ubaldo's cruising, he's cruising. I mean, you know, he'll whiff 9 a game. He'll give up 3 or 4 hits, and you know, he'll give your offense a chance to win games when he's there. When he's not, you know, the walks mount up, and then you're nibbling, and then you're trying to, you're just trying to get strikes, and that's when you give up the long ball. And, when Ubaldo's got it, he's got it. When he doesn't, and he's had it more often than not of late with Baltimore.
Well, and let's go to New York, the Yankees, for a moment, because, I've always kind of like been not such a big Yankee guy, but in a weird way, I'm like kind of pulling for them because they haven't been in the mix for a while. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of bad when we don't have a New York team being pretty darn good.
Well, keep in mind, they haven't had any, much in the way of homegrown talent in a long time. Jeter came up in 96, Mariano about that same time, that core that was with them for, three, if not, four or five, world champions. They had a lot of free agents that they had the reputation for going out and buying rings. And now they're getting it done with guys, maybe they didn't draft. Maybe a guy that they acquired like Gleyber Torres in the Aroldis Chapman trade with the Cubs. Or maybe a guy like Clint Frazier, who's drafted a couple slots behind Chris Bryant a few drafts ago. The difference being that Frazier came out of high school in Georgia, whereas Bryant was a college baseball player. They got unbelievable talents, top prospects out of both of those systems. Aaron Judge is just, he's just a monster of a man. And Gary Sanchez, he went on that tear to compete for Rookie of the Year a year ago. He's been out, but, they get their pitching staff together. They've got a lot of young talent, and they could grow together. And obviously, them being the New York Yankees, they can afford to keep it together.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just interesting, though. You run through their roster and whatnot, and, it's missing the Jeters, the Rodriguez. It's just you don't have that necessarily the big flair. And if you ask me, I feel like New York has they're just kind of like under the radar right now, which in a weird way, I think it may be good for them, man.
Yeah, I think that's good for Girardi. I think that's the kind of club that he wants to run, at least to let this team grow. They're in New York. They're always going to be the spotlight. They're the Yankees. They're the brand of Major League Baseball. So they're always going to be important. They're always going to be relevant. But I'll tell you what, I've got the Major League Baseball package, and when I randomly check in on a Yankees game, it's kind of like watching for the love of the game when all of the players had numbers in the 70s and 80s, and of course they were fictional. And you could almost convince somebody this is a fictional Yankees team because the familiar faces are no longer around.
Yeah, that's just kind of my point. That's just sort of how I'm seeing it thus far. Let's go to the Central, man, where Cleveland has won five straight. If I'm not mistaken, I think Kluber pitched a complete game the other day.
Kluber did pitch a complete game the other day, a three-hitter. Threw, I think, 110 pitches. Carrasco followed it up with another shutout, the following day. The Indians went 7-0 on Saturday, so they were going for the sweep on Sunday. They're finally whole. I think that's a big deal. That's something that maybe you don't really think about. They were playing without Lonnie Chisenhall for a couple of weeks. Jason Kipnis just got back, so they were able to send Yandy Diaz, the big Cuban, down to the minors. So they've got Jose Ramirez in the lineup at third base, which I think makes them better defensively. Kipnis can hold his own at shortstop. He's going to hit the baseball. Carlos Santana and Edwin Encarnacion are starting to figure it out. And, there's really no easy outs in the Indians lineup. And until you get down to Tomlin and Bauer in the rotation, when you go Kluber, Carrasco, Salazar, something they didn't have the luxury of in last year's playoffs, they're going to be a strong team, and they're going to threaten you every time out. And let's not forget about Francisco Lindor, who reports surfaced this week that he turned down a $100 million extension before the season. He's going to be worth a lot. He's probably going to be another $200 million player. Let's see if that ends up being in Cleveland long term, or if he, if he spends his prime playing somewhere else.
It seems to me like Cleveland has definitely learned how to deal with being a team that's to be reckoned with. It takes time, and I don't think people understand the whole process. But to me, it just seems like they seem a little bit more comfortable in their own skin, and they feel like they belong, and that they should be atop the division. So, kudos to Cleveland. And we may actually have We may have a little. We may have. I may one of these days. I may surprise you. Do you, who give me the pitcher, the pitching coach's name? Is it Mickey? What's his name?
Mickey Callaway. Mickey Callaway came over with Tito in 2013. And I was going to, you know, and that's kind of where I was going to go next, was just telling you that they epitomize everything that this organization is supposed to be, from the ownership to team president Chris Antonetti. You know, they've got their old assistant GMs. They keep losing these guys. Neil Huntington goes to Minnesota, to Pittsburgh. Another guy goes to Minnesota. So they've got just the pedigree around the league. It's something else. Mickey Callaway, Tito Francona, they really embody what they want this team to be, and the results are shown on the field.
Yeah, and you know, don't be surprised if one day we wind up having Mickey on the program. That was kind of where I was going with that, Jeff. So I may treat you to that one day.
That would be amazing. Mickey Callaway, just such a great pitching coach. You know, and Tito's a champion. Tito, you know, I know Bruce Bochy's done a great job, but Tito is probably the best manager in Major League Baseball, even though he doesn't have the ring in Cleveland just yet.
And I may even have another one for you, and this one would be sick. Just think about Vita. Think about Vita. What do you think of that? What would you think if I could get us Vita Blue?
Well, you gave it up. I was going to say I wouldn't feel blue over that. You know, he's the last pitcher. He's the last baseball player I ever saw to have his first name on his jersey, unless you count Ichiro.
Yeah. So just don't be surprised if we bring those guys to the table in the next few weeks. It may happen, buddy.
Show's going big time, man. Show's going big time. You're rewarding me with these great guests. I can't wait.
Yep. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the world of sports, and I just want to get through a couple more things in baseball because we spent a good amount of time talking about like three or four teams, but that's cool. I don't really mind. I mean, we were having a good conversation. Houston playing pretty well. We already talked about the Central. Houston playing pretty well. Oakland there. The Los Angeles Angels, they continue to struggle, man. When are they going to break things up there? And I kind of figured that Houston would probably be the best in this division this year, Jeff.
I think Seattle's really disappointing. I'm not surprised by Houston. 12-6 out of the gate, just so much young talent. The pitching staff's got it. They've gotten it together with the pitching staff. And man, I never thought it would be possible, but AJ Hinch is doing a good job managing this Houston Astros team. It's night and day from the experience we had with the Arizona Diamondbacks a few years ago.
I think it'll be a good race, Oakland, them, and Texas. If Texas can get themselves going a little bit, but
don't sleep on the Seattle Mariners. They've got a lot of pieces in place. They just got to figure out how to win games, especially away from home.
Yeah, they've always kind of had a weird dynamic, man. I mean, on the road, they're just pathetic. They're 1-9. That's the worst in the league, man. Tampa Bay is close to them at like 1-6, but 1-9. That's pretty brutal, man. Basically, every time they're on the road, they lose, Jeff.
You know what we're seeing, though? We're seeing it's almost like football, where the draft picks are actually coming to materialize. Years of ineptitude is really helping out teams like the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals, who had the number one pick 2 years in a row, which landed them Strasburg and then Bryce Harper. So we see it playing out that you're rewarded for being terrible. You never want to be right in the middle, and now it's true with baseball, too.
Well, and it's good to see the Nationals playing well. Like you said, they're like 12-5. They're on a 6-game winning streak right now. It's their division to lose, man. Let's be honest. I thought New York would be better than they are. They don't make sense to me either, man.
Why doesn't their starting pitching translate into more victories? I don't get it. You know, we saw DeGrom the other day, and they can't seem to get it done against their own division. I think that Miami's really the only team that's going to threaten the Nats this year.
Yeah, and that's wild when you think about that, because they have so much turnover in that organization that it's insane. Let's move on real quickly, because I do want to get into some NBA basketball with you a little bit. So the Cubs look like they've figured things out a little bit. They've won 4 straight. St. Louis, maybe they'll wake up. What do you think?
Nope. I think that once Cincinnati came back down to earth, the Cubs will float away with the Central Division. I don't even know that we're going to get a wild card team out of that division. It certainly won't be Pittsburgh, who loses Starling Marte to a PED suspension. So write them off. And then, you know, in the National League West, it's not who you think it would be.
No, Colorado Rockies right now have a half game lead over our Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Dodgers just continue to be like mediocre at best. A couple games under 500. The Padres are ahead of the Giants, who are 6-12, 3-7 in their last few games, like the last 10 to be exact. But what's up with the Giants? Is what's up with Bumgarner?
They're gonna have to do it without him for a while. They have these lost seasons. You know, they lost in all of the even year magic for the Giants, which expired last year. I think that, you know, the Giants have just kind of, you know, they're back to pre-Timmy Lincecum. I mean, they're back to being a team without a lot of talent. And let's see how much Bruce Bochy can get out of it. He's got the rings. You can kiss the rings, but hasn't gotten one since 2014, and may not get another one.
I'm not yet like totally drinking the Kool-Aid, okay, but I'm starting to think that this division is going to be a whole heck of a lot more competitive than I actually thought. I mean, I thought it would be like, you know, the Dodgers run away with it. The Cubs can run away with it. You know, like I kind of figured that's what was going to happen. But I'm starting to think that this division may be a lot more competitive than we thought.
Oh, I think so. I think that, you know, you're seeing good things out of Colorado. I don't think that everything's an aberration at the top of the National League West. I thought that the Reds running away with the Central and the Minnesota Twins getting off to a hot start, I thought that those things were going to even themselves out. You know, I don't think that the Diamondbacks are going to go, what, like 72, you know, 72 and 9 at home. I don't think that that's going to happen. You know, I don't think the Colorado's going to play at this torrid pace, but you know, there's a lot of division games in the National League West, so there's a lot of truth to what we're seeing right now. And the Dodgers obviously have the most talent, but you know, if Arizona is dominant at home like they have been, that they're going to be a tough team to get by. You know, the pitching, if the pitching is truly there, and that's the thing that I think that we need to wait and see on before we do start sipping that Arizona Diamondbacks Kool-Aid.
And it's usually been like the middle relief closing that has really let them down, and it just hasn't, they haven't really had to have a close ball game. Like when they're winning, they usually are winning like pretty big. So it'll be interesting when that pressure is there to see how they handle it.
It was an awesome sight. They, you know, they took the first two in the series walking out of Talking Stick Arena. You know, we let out about the same time as the Diamondbacks games, and there were some very, very quiet Dodgers fans walking out. If I could see that all of the time in downtown Phoenix, I would love it.
Well, and speaking of quieting the crowd, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers have an opportunity to sweep the Indiana Pacers a little bit later today. Do you think they get it done?
You know, I think that Nate McMillan brings his team ready to play. I think it's just like the rest of the games in the series, you know, well, the two games in Cleveland anyway, where it's going to be a tight game throughout. You know, maybe, you know, we see something, you know, we see another one of those games where Cleveland's up by 15, 18 points and ends up winning by four and ends up having to play the last 60 seconds like their lives depended on it.
How do the Pacers respond to blowing the largest lead in NBA history in the playoffs? I mean, like, seriously, how in the world do they come back from that?
You forget about it. You tune it out. You know, you look at that as that happened on Thursday. This is Sunday. We got to take a different approach. We've been close with this team. We've been able to open up big leads. Let's see if we can close it out. Greatest player in the world or not.
Even with the way that Paul George has been kind of going about his business, talking like he wants the ball, even though he doesn't have necessarily the best record with the ball late in the game. But in general, just a little bit of up and down with Paul George and Larry Bird and the rest of those guys there in Indiana this year. Like, do you see this relationship moving?
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough in the current context because I think there's a lot of frustration. I think that Indiana's looking at this like they should be up 2-1, like, you know, or they should at least be going to even out the series, not playing to survive on Sunday at the Hinkle Fieldhouse. I just think that it's going to be, it's going to be a tough task. Nobody's come back from 3-0 in basketball in recent memory. I mean, we made a big deal about 3-1. 3-0 would just be insane against a team like the Cavaliers. I don't see it. I think that the Cavs want to put this game, you know, put this series behind them, get a couple days to rest, and gear up for the Raptors or Bucks in round two.
Yeah, I think Cleveland may get it done. So, and Indiana blew their opportunity to win game one, obviously blew their opportunity to win game three when you blow a 26-point lead. Speaking of leads and whatnot, the Thunder trailing right now, the Rockets 2-1, but they did get a big victory. And we talked a little bit about this. James Harden taking that last second three-point shot. I thought he should have gone to the basket. He's either going to get fouled or make a play and maybe even get an and one, but that's beside the point. It didn't happen. We know the matchup. It's Russ and James, and both those guys are putting up ridiculous numbers. Can the Thunder win two in a row in Oklahoma City?
I don't see it. I think that we saw the best that the Thunder are going to offer us this playoff in game three. I think the Rockets are the better team. They're going to show it. You know, the Rockets in five, possibly six, but not on Sunday.
the depth is remarkable. They just have more horses. And I think, you know, Russ has to continue to trust his teammates. He trusted him a little bit better in game three. And the only way he's going to win is with a supporting cast. So guys are going to have to help him. And I think the task is tough, but I think they can win. I think they're similar to Memphis, where they can press this thing and they can make it a better series than people think.
It's possible. It's possible. When you're such a one-man show, and not that Houston's not, but I just think that Houston, you know, James has a little bit more help around him. James is a better scorer than Russell, and, you know, Russell's dependent on his teammates, whereas Harden's game comes down to is James on or is James off?
Do the Celtics take advantage of a Rondo-less team in the Chicago Bulls and bring that thing back to Boston, knot it up 2-2?
If Brad Stevens is the coach that everyone says he is, they definitely should. I don't think they should have lost a game in this series. I thought maybe Chicago would get one, but for Chicago to get one without Rondo when he's been such an integral part of that team, I don't see it. I think that Boston runs away with the series.
I think we've seen the best from the Bulls, especially without Rondo. I think it's just tough, man. He was the floor general, and he was making things easier for Jimmy Butler and D. Wade and the rest of those guys to go out there and do what they were doing. So now it's like everybody else, man. When injuries happen, you got to kind of just step up, and somebody else has to help you. But the Bulls can really help themselves, man. They can absolutely put themselves in the driver's seat if they can get a victory over the Celtics and have a commanding 3-1 lead, like you said, that we talked about with LeBron James and the Cavaliers coming back from. If that's the case, we'll really find out about this Celtic team. What do you think?
Well,
if you're the
Hawks and the Wizards, you want this series to go long. You want Isaiah Thomas to have as much pressure on him to play as many games as he needs to play. You want to wear down Horford, who's not exactly a spring chicken anymore. And you know, I think that Boston's going to be more vulnerable in the second round. I think they're going to win, but if this series does go six, I think that it's going to show in round two.
Who's the better coach? Is it Stevens or is it the mayor, Hoiberg?
Oh, I think it's Stevens. I think that Hoiberg's had time, and they've kind of blown it up, but not really in Chicago. And they're trying to make things work in a different way. Maybe he just needs the right personnel, but I don't think that anybody in this league gets more out of less than Brad Stevens. I think that D'Antoni's done a good job in Houston. Spoelstra did a good job with the Heat, but Brad Stevens, really not. I don't think you expected big things from him coming out of Butler. Maybe he did a good job with a small program there, but he's doing a good job with the small program that the Boston Celtics have been over the last couple of seasons.
Clippers without Blake Griffin going to have to play. Obviously, guys are going to have to step up again. Can the Jazz recover after basically leading the whole game up until late in the fourth quarter against the Clippers the other day? Can they respond and knot this thing up, and can they expect another huge game out of Gordon Hayward?
I don't know if you can expect it, but he's certainly capable of it. I think the Jazz should even this series up. I think this one should go six or seven.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this is one of those just long series, especially without Blake Griffin in that lineup. I mean, they're going to miss him somewhere down the road. And you hinted at thinking maybe they're better off without him. I mean, at the end of the day, he is a very good basketball player, and it's hard to think that they'd be better without him. It just gives more spacing, and it just gives Chris Paul more opportunity to do stuff with the ball in his hand. And as we've seen him show, he's unbelievable when he has that opportunity. So I expect the Clippers to win this thing, but I do think it goes seven.
Hey, is anything else exciting you in the NHL playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, look, we only got a minute, so maybe on the other side we'll get into that just as real quickly, but it is also parting shot time. The big thing to me is not seeing the Blackhawks in there, because truth be told, they win a lot, and it's always good to see a mix of teams. So I'm excited to see what happens in the NHL playoffs. And we didn't really even get into it much because we didn't have enough time. I can't believe it. The show's almost over. So we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
At attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to put a cap on this program today, and I'll tell you what, it's been a good show. I've enjoyed talking to Jeff about sports, man, for like 6 days this week. Out of the seven, we have had the opportunity to break it down in the world of sports, man. I don't think it gets much better than that. But truth be told, we love doing it, and that's why we do it so much. Jeff, as you know, parting shot time, man. What's up?
Well, the NFL draft, as we all know, is coming up this Thursday, and the Cleveland Browns are a big story because they have 1.1, but they also have 1.12. They're also in need of a quarterback. Looks like they're not going to spend the number one pick on it. Looks like that trade for Jimmy Garoppolo is still in play. We'll find out after next weekend whether it's going to happen or not, but they've got no film on this guy. They can't work him out. They have a lot of advantages with draft picks. Let's see what the Cleveland Browns do, whether they get a really unknown commodity in Jimmy Garoppolo, even though he was drafted in 2014, or if they go with one of the big four or five rookies.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Time will tell, as we all know. Look, man, my parting shot is this. It's been a really interesting week in the world of sports when you think about it. Aaron Hernandez commits suicide in his prison cell. We find out that Serena Williams is having a baby and that she was like 7 weeks pregnant when she was down under. I mean, when you think about sports in general, like what happens in the sports world is just so remarkable. And it could be on a major high or it could be a major low. It doesn't make a difference. But Sergio winning the Masters a couple weeks ago, like there's just been so many great things that have happened in the sports world lately. So for Jeff, for Scott on the other side, making it all possible, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.